USA, the greatest entertainers in America, is requested by you, the fighting men in the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till it's over there. Fellas, this is Ken Carpenter, aiming another salvo of words and music your way from the old Command Performance battery. This barrage of your favorites is coming at you just as you requested, and to make sure it stays right on the target, the gal in charge of the proceedings is one of Hollywood's brightest stars, a charming lady of the screen, lovely Irene Dunne.
Thank you, Ken, and hello to all of you in the armed forces everywhere. It's grand to be back on Command Performance. And you know, we've received an urgent command from a lot of you wanting to know more about the songwriters who are responsible for your favorite tunes. One request said, we've heard Dinah and Bing sing them, but can Command Performance fix it so we can meet the fellows who wrote them? Well, we can. And tonight, we're going to take you on a little tour of Tin Pan Alley. But naturally, first, you'd like to meet the Tin Pans. So here they are, with a few pots and assorted utensils thrown in. That wonderful variety combination, the Hoosier Hotshot, playing Wahoo!
Fetch up all that stuff, Hezzy, and let it fall where it may.
I got it.
Okay, here we go.
That's where I'm gonna be. Way out west, just once again, where happiness is complete. There's just one thing I miss, and it is this.
Oh, give me a horse, great big horse. Give me a buckaroo and let me wahoo, wahoo, wahoo. Oh, give me a range, big fair fang. Give me a Stetson too and let me wahoo, wahoo, wahoo. Give me the wide open spaces, for I'm just like a prairie flower growing wild. Oh, give me a moon, a prairie moon. Give me a cow or two and let me wahoo, wahoo, wahoo.
Whee! Oh, I never could sing a high class thing. Good music I never knew, but I can wahoo, wahoo,
wahoo.
Well, I never could dance, cause what a dance to ruin the lady's shoe. But I sure can wahoo, wahoo,
wahoo.
It's just a gift from the prairie.
Oh, little lady.
You shouted when the bad man jigs. It's very good for calling pigs.
Man alive, jump and dive. Bring on the half cat too and let me wahoo, wahoo, wahoo.
That every one of you has whistled or hummed I'm in the Mood for Love, or Coming in on a Wing and a Prayer, Murder, he says, and I couldn't sleep a wink last night. Well, these hits and many others were hammered out by one of America's most consistent tune masters. Here he is, Jimmy McHugh.
Thanks, Irene.
Jimmy, how did you get started writing music?
Oh, I guess it was just fate, Irene. Why, the very first job I had was a position of vital importance with a big musical organization.
Really?
Yes. I was office boy at the Boston Opera House. That's a fact. I really was.
Oh. And where did you go from there, Jimmy?
Well, I went to work for a music publisher. I was a song plugger, and the money wasn't bad.
Oh, what'd you get?
$8 a week. And all the old phonograph records I could eat.
Well, Jimmy, how do you go about writing a song? For instance, your big hit, On the Sunny Side of the Street. Where'd you get that title?
Well, of course, I wrote it before I moved to California. But it's odd that you should ask me about that song, Irene. You see, Sunny Side of the Street happens to be one of my pets.
Well, that's not odd at all, Jimmy, because I feel the same way about the song, and so does Connie Haynes, and she's right here to sing it now.
Swell.
Come on, Connie.
Thank you, and hi, Jimmy.
Hello, Connie.
I'd like to sing... I'd like to sing Jimmy's number, especially for Private First Class G. Vernick at APO 551, Sid Harris, FPO, San Francisco, Corporal Jack Markfield at APO 3252, and Silvers, Goatface, Rusty, and Tell Me It Ain't So Palmer at APO 980. Music, please. Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with the blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover crossed over. If I never have a sense, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
As you all know, the barometer that indicates the American taste in songs is the hit parade. Well, we're just about to meet the fellow who holds the enviable record of having had 8 songs in the top spot, the number one hit spot in the week. Now, if you haven't already guessed who I'm referring to, it's Johnny Mercer. Welcome to this Tin Pan Alley clam bake, Johnny.
Thank you, Irene. Glad to be here.
Johnny, get out your atomizer and spray your throat because we're going to call on you to sing one of your songs.
Well, gee, I knew my voice would make me a social success someday. You know, before I learned to sing, I was a wallflower. Just a total washout.
You don't mean it, really?
Yes, nobody invited me anyplace. But just last night, I sang at a party, and two fellas invited me out in the alley.
Johnny, I think you've got a cute voice.
Oh, I guess it's all right, but it's always cracking.
Oh, well, everybody's voice cracks once in a while.
Yeah, but with me, when I sing shortening bread, it comes out crumbs. You can take it. I can try and dish it out, Irene.
Well, Johnny, command performances receive requests for everything from That Old Black Magic and Dearly Beloved to G.I. Jive and Accentuate the Positive. But the one that the fellas always ask for most is that blues classic, the one you wrote with Harold Arlen, Blues in the Night.
Okay, Irene. And to help me over the difficult terrain between Natchez and Mobile, here are those ever-loving Pied Pipers.
All right. What are you waiting for, Johnny? Johnny Mercer and the Pied Pipers with Blues in the Night.
My mama done told me when I was in knee pain. My mama done told me, son, a woman will sweet talk and she'll give you the big eye. But when the sweet talking's done, a woman's a two-faced, a worrisome thing who'll leave you to sing the blues in the night.
Now the rains are falling, here's a train a-calling, hoo-wee.
My mama done told me,
that lonesome whistle blowing across the trestle, hooey.
My mama done told me
a hooey, the hooey.
Oh, clickety-clack, echoing back the blues in the night.
And pride in introducing our next guest. I've had the great good fortune to sing some of his wonderful numbers, and his musical score for Showboat ranks among the greatest of all time. Who can ever forget the immortal Old Man River, Make Believe, Why Do I Love You, Can't Help Loving That Man, and the countless other songs America has sung and loved, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes, All the Things You Are, Long Ago and Far Away, The Way You Look Tonight. Yes, it's a real privilege to introduce Jerome Kern. command performance, Jerry.
Thank you, Irene. If I may say so, one of the most frequent requests from the men to command performance has yet to be fulfilled.
Well, what do you mean, Jerry?
I mean a song from you, Irene. How about it?
Well, I'd love to, but only if you let me sing that wonderful song of yours, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes.
Let you? Who am I to deprive myself of such a treat?
They asked me how I knew my true love was true. Crosby picture is sure to have a number of hit tunes. Naturally, this is due in part to Bing's fine voice. But just as important for the success of this music is the fact that it is written by two of Hollywood's most talented songwriters, Johnny Burke and Jimmy Van Heusen. And here they are now. Hello, fellas.
Hello, Irene.
Hello, Irene.
Well, Jimmy and Johnny, I hear you two get along better than any other team of composers.
That's right, Irene. We agree on everything.
Yep, we agree on everything.
That's great. Tell me, boys, now, when you write a song together, which usually comes first, the words or the music?
The words.
The music.
I beg your pardon, Mr. Burke.
Well, I beg your pardon, Mr. Van Heusen.
Oh, I see. Well, now, wait a minute. I have another question. What time of the day have you found most suitable for composing?
What time of the day?
Well, I mean, do you like to compose in the morning or at night?
The morning.
Night.
I beg your pardon, Mr. Burke.
I beg your pardon, Mr. Van Heusen.
Oh, well, anyway, you boys have come through with a really impressive list of song hits. Just think, there's Suddenly It's Spring, Sunday, Monday, and Always, Moonlight Becomes You, Going My Way, It Could Happen to You. Really, fellas, that's a wonderful achievement.
Oh, it's really nothing.
The heck it isn't.
I beg your pardon, Mr. Burke.
I beg your pardon, Mr. Van
Heusen. Oh, no, I beg both your pardons. But I'm sure that you two must agree on one song that you've written that you like better than all the others.
Yes, we do.
That's right.
Well, what song is that?
The Day After Forever.
Swinging on a Star.
Now, never mind any more of that. But I am happy that you did mention Swinging on a Star, because Command Performance happens to be loaded down with requests for that particular number. Now, what do you boys think of having Connie Haynes sing your song?
I think that's swell.
Oh, I think it's wonderful.
Well, at least you agree on one thing.
Gee, we did.
Yeah.
That's right, we did.
Oh, I beg your pardon, Mr. Burke.
Oh, I beg yours, Mr. Van Heusen.
Here comes Connie Haynes to sing that. from Going My Way, Swinging on a Star, with Jimmy Van Heusen helping out at the piano.
Would you like to swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than you are? Or would you rather be a mule? A mule is an animal with long, funny ears. He kicks up at anything he hears. His back is brawny and his brain is weak. Just plain stupid with a stubborn streak. And by the way, if you hate to go to school, you may grow up to be a mule. Or would you like to swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than you are? Or would you rather be a pig? If you'll climb aboard, I'll meet you on the 88. A pig is an animal with dirt on his face. His shoes are a terrible disgrace. He's got no manners when he eats his food. He's fat and lazy and extremely rude. But if you don't care a feather or a pig, you may grow up to be a pig. Or would you like to swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than you are? Or would you rather be a fish? A fish won't do anything but swim in a brook. He can't write his name or read a book. Fool the people is his only sport. Though he's slippery, he still gets caught. But then if that sort of life is what you wish, you may grow up to be a fish. And all the while he's on in the zoo, every day you'll meet quite a few. So you see, it's all up to you. You can be better than you are.
Along Tin Pan Alley. Oh, here's a house that looks interesting. Let's ring the bell. Well, it's not hard to tell who lives here. It's Hoagie Carmichael.
Hello, Irene.
Hello. Now, let's see, Hoagie. Let's have a bird's eye view of your trek down Tin Pan Alley, huh?
Well, I got to kind of fooling around with music back in high school days, Irene.
Well, where did you get your first idea to write music?
Oh, it began with the tunes I wrote for the band. I think the first was a ditty called Riverboat Shuffle.
Well, I've heard it said that you wrote Stardust in a very short while. Is that true?
Yes, the whole melody came to me very quickly. I wrote it in exactly 45 minutes.
Well, how are you so sure it was 45 minutes?
Well, I was waiting for my wife to dress. She said she'd be down in 2 seconds.
Well, Hoagie, how about singing one of your songs right now?
Okay, Irene.
Well, what do you want to do? Old Rocking Chair, Skylark, Two Sleepy People, Small Fry, Old Man Harlem?
Well, how about that Small Fry?
Hoagie, you're on.
All right, tell you what we'll do. Well, if I can get Johnny Mercer and Connie Haynes to come out here to help me. Here, where are they? Huh? They're supposed to help me. Okay, please. Small Fry, strutting by a pool room. Small Fry, you should be way back in the schoolroom. My, now you put down that cigarette. You ain't a grown up high and mighty yet. Small Fry, he's dancing for a penny. Small guy, I can see he's just counting up how many. My, now you just listen here to me.
You ain't the biggest catfish in a deep blue sea. You practice pecking all day long to some old radio song. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, you better listen to your paw, and someday practice the law, and then you'll be a real success. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Small fry, I caught you kissing the neighbor's daughter. Small guy, you should stay way back in shallow water. Seems I should take you across my knees. You ain't the biggest catfish in the deep blue sea.
I'll plant that a pinochle deck in your pocket. And what become of Ma's wedding ring? Did you hawk it?
Oh, yes, Hoagland. He certainly did.
Yeah, and how about that convention that you went on? Let's see, how many days were you gone? From what I hear, you were a big success. That is, with a widow named Bess.
What?
Ma Fry, I caught you kissing the neighbor's daughter.
Well, Pops, if you recollect and remember, you the gentleman who taught her.
Oh, my, I ought to take you right across my knee. You ain't the biggest catfish in the deep blue sea. Ma, where's my razor strop? I'll whop him yet.
Why, I think Johnny traded that in for a beat-up cornet.
Oh, me. Oh, my, small fry.
Well, thank you, Hokie Carmichael. And thanks also to Jerome Kern and Jimmy McHugh, Johnny Mercer, Johnny Burke, and Jimmy Van Heusen. And say, boy, that gives me an idea.
We have an idea, Irene?
With this room full of the greatest composers in America, how about whipping out a new tune right now?
You mean right here?
Sure, I mean right here.
Well, anything for command performance.
Well, first thing we need is a title. Anybody got any ideas?
Yeah, I got a great title. How's this? Don't wax your mustache, Herman. I don't want any slips tonight.
I think that's been done.
Oh, yeah. Let's write an old-fashioned kind of a song. I got a swell title.
Oh, what is it?
When it's peach-picking time at Dixie, I'll make a fuzz over you.
Too commercial.
How about this for a title? I sewed buttons on your underwear, Grandpa, and that ought to shut your trap.
I still don't think we've hit it.
Oh, fellas, I'm really a little disappointed. I thought with all this genius here, you could whip out something in about 2 minutes.
Oh, well, Irene, just let us go into a huddle, and I promise we'll come up with something.
Okay, really? Boys. Now, but don't take too long.
What do you think?
Hurry up.
You got a melody over here? Hey, Irene, how's this? We got a great idea for writing this song.
Well, what is it?
What's Irving Berlin's phone number?
Another command performance. Don't forget, this is your show, fellas. And whatever you ask for will turn up here sooner or later. You know the address, Command Performance, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. So keep those letters coming. And now this is Irene Dunn saying good night and God bless you.
Carpenter saying so long, too. Command Performance is produced for you men and women of the Armed Forces of the United Nations. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service. We'll be right back.